Well, hello everybody. I applaud your patience if you have made it this far. This is part three of this, what I have affectionately termed Internet Monkey by Wi-Fi, or by Wi-Fi, as my screen reader likes to refer to it. And if you got a whiff of what it was doing, yeah, it stinks. Anyway, this thing was monkeying around on the net, and it wasn't even doing what I had got it for. It was a free downloadable program initially, thank God I didn't have to pay for it. And no, it wasn't even doing videos. Now, why would a blind person want videos? Well, on YouTube there was a few videos that were special because they were commercials or things that I had grown up with as a kid and wanted the memory of, and I thought, well, this is a quick way to at least have the sound, is to save this. Yes, it's the whole video, but I can still play it back and hear it. Anyway, it wasn't doing that anymore, and so I finally decided, well, why have I got it here? And I decided to uninstall it. Having done that, my computer was no longer making the noises at the drive that it was accessing something or doing what have you. And I went ahead and restarted the computer, and I was amazed how much more quickly it shut down and rebooted. And just overall, the system seems to be running way better. And the final huge bonus is that we've since been monitoring internet usage. And it's way down. So I suspect, I mean, it's hard to fathom, but I honestly cannot think of anything else that would have done it. But I think that by Wi-Fi was responsible for a lot of my woes with respect to running into the heavy internet usage. Strange that one little program could do so much. Anyway, things are much better without it installed, and yes, I offer this as a warning to anybody who may have encountered this. Somebody is definitely not happy. Anyway, in case somebody encounters this, and is tempted, I would strongly advise against installing this particular program. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.